Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
The Elon Musk and Twitter debacle continues. Now, Elon has been said by Twitter that he texted Larry Ellison before telling everyone else that his Twitter deal was on hold. So Larry Ellison is an Oracle co-founder and is a longtime friend of Musk, and he pledged $1 billion to this deal. Now, Twitter is saying that Musk's legal team is withholding texts that were subpoenaed relating to Elon Musk buying Twitter. Now, they also say that Elon was texting Larry Ellison all night and into the early morning hours before he said his $44 billion agreement to purchase Twitter was on hold. And Musk's phone company records show that he exchanged multiple texts with Larry on May 12th through 12:20 a.m. on May 13th, a court filing from Twitter says. It's about 4 hours before he announced the Twitter deal was on hold, and he needed to see more information about the bots from Twitter before he went forward with this multi-billion dollar deal. Now, the spam accounts, Twitter says they're only 5%, maybe 5% of all of the people on all of Twitter, the billions of accounts that are on Twitter, they say there's only 5%. And Elon is arguing against that. So this tweet, you know, was a, you know, the one that Elon said about the bots, you know, it's kind of a walk away deal. That's what he says. He's just going to walk away from the deal. And on July 8th, when he sent a letter to the Securities and Exchange Commission, this is what he said. He wanted to ditch the deal. He wanted to not do it anymore. He was done. So Twitter's letter to Delaware Court of Chancery was initially submitted on September 16th, but made public last week. And in the letter, the judge for this argued that Musk's legal team has not provided the relevant text messages between Ellison and Musk, as well as several other communications after Twitter subpoenaed for the $1 billion deal. And they want those text messages. So Twitter is arguing that Elon is holding out. Elon is hiding something from them at this point. Not being honest. And when you go to court, you have to be as honest as possible. You know, you have to show them all the information. You have to show them all the text messages that they want. It's called a discovery phase. They discover all the things that they're going to use against you in a court of law, basically. So Twitter has subpoenaed Ellison in August, and those text messages haven't been made public in the public filing. And the Oracle co-founder said that he would give $1 billion to Elon Musk, and he's the largest co-investor on this deal. They're friends. They've been friends for a very long time. I mean, they run in the same circles. Elon is a multi-billionaire, richest man in the world. And Ellison is also super rich. So he gave at least $1 billion to the Twitter deal. So he has multiple billions of dollars to play with. Very close friends. Been running in the same circles for a very long time. And, you know, Ellison also was part of the board of directors of Tesla. So they have a close communication, close friendship, close partnership in that as well. But Twitter's legal team wants to build a case around some of Musk's texts. And earlier this month, the social media giant lawyer shared a text from Musk to a Morgan Stanley banker in which the billionaire said he wanted to kind of slow down the deal. And he said that it wouldn't make sense to buy Twitter if we're heading into World War III with Russia. So that's kind of a side note.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There from Musk. It's like, hey, if we're going to war, if we're going to do this big thing, I have to keep all of my resources focused on the things that I want to be building. And maybe Twitter isn't one of those things. And the texts were sent several months before Musk officially attempted to pull out of the deal in July and were used to support Twitter and their argument that Elon wants to ditch the deal over economic concerns rather than issue with the number of users or spam accounts or fake accounts on Twitter's platform. So Twitter's legal team also accused Elon of destruction of evidence. This could be a big one, and showed a screenshot of a Signal message between Musk and Mark Andreessen on funding for the deal. The screenshot appears to show that Tesla CEO set his messages to delete after a designated period of time. And we all know that Signal, if you're not familiar, Signal is a messaging app where you can make your messages go away. They disintegrate, you know, over a period of time. They delete. And apparently somehow somebody got a screenshot of one of these messages. Now, we all know that screenshots can be faked pretty easily. Photoshop is a thing. You can do it easily on your phone. You can replace text. You can easily cover up old text and change it. And, you know, this is a thing that I don't know if it's going to be permissible in the suit, but Twitter still wants Elon to buy their company, and he's, you know, he's trying to back out. So they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that this screenshot and others like it, I'm sure, will be trying to force Elon to purchase the company. Now, Twitter says Musk deleted these messages because he anticipated litigation and he knew that they would undermine his counterclaims and defenses. So that's what Twitter said in a filing, and they called Musk's legal team to produce messages for discovery of this moth-eaten production. So basically they're saying, hey, Elon had all this communication about everything regarding the deal and how he wanted to pull out, and he wasn't doing it because the reason that he said it was the bots. He said he's not sure that Twitter had enough real people on the platform. And Twitter says, hey, no, that's not the case. You wanted to back out of the deal because World War III was happening, you know, because the Russia thing going on. And Musk is still going to be fighting against this, and, you know, they're going to be fighting till the very end. Elon will sit down for a 2 or 3 day deposition in a Delaware court of chancery, and it will hold a pretrial hearing on Tuesday on several outstanding discovery issues, including an information request from Twitter regarding whether Musk had any knowledge of an explosive whistleblower report from Twitter's former security chief before it became public in August. So does Elon have some sort of insider knowledge? And is he sharing this knowledge with other people? You know, like Mark Anderson or maybe Ellison as well. So you never know how many tweets or how many messages he deleted on Signal. But that's what Twitter is trying to figure out. So I want to say thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the show. And I want to, urge you to please subscribe to the show. We're growing every single day. Our audience is getting pretty big. So I'm very excited. Thank you so much for all of your support over this time. I really do appreciate you. If you want to support the show even more, you can go to our merch store. If you're into Starship and SpaceX and NASA and stuff like that, starshipshirts.com. And if you're into space travel and spaceflight and SpaceX, go hit up our YouTube channel, youtube.com/spacenewspod, and subscribe over there. Thanks so much, everybody. I do appreciate your time, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.